When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Forever Dog.
Space, the final frontier. These are the voyages of the Starship Enterprise. Its continuing mission to explore strange new worlds, to seek out new life and new civilizations, to boldly go where no one has gone before.
So we're starting the podcast without Veronica, even though I know she's going to be here momentarily.
Yeah,
so I'll just do the intro with Frankie because she's here and I love her. And I wanted to talk about the inside joke that Will, I don't know, this is like one of my two favorite inside jokes. I have two.
Really?
And I have two. I'll explain to you the other one because it's actually I feel that it will translate. I tried to make the joke with somebody who knows the inside joke yesterday and they were like, oh, it's an inside joke. I don't want it. But I'm like, it's great. So anyway, Frankie and I, for Frankie's birthday when she was out here, went to go do karaoke with some of my friends.
Best night of my life, hands down, feet down.
Frankie's an amazing singer. And it's great because, like, Frankie's an amazing singer and she doesn't, like, broadcast it. So you don't ever, it's like, that's your dream, right? Of having a friend who's an amazing singer. Like, oh, randomly, I'm a great figure skater and, like, nobody knows about it. And then all of a sudden I'm doing, like, triple axels and I'm like, whatever. That's how Frankie is about singing. So we're just enjoying our lives.
So
and then
funny.
I remember it being the last song.
It was the last song.
I'll just play the sound because we can do
Please.
That on this with this insane. Let's see. Advance share sound only. So let me find it. I don't even know who wrote that song.
I don't know who wrote it either. That's a good question. You know what? I'm going to look and see who
I'm going to look it up. It's Elton John, of course.
He wrote it, too. I know He was the original singer of it, but I think that night.
You know it's an Elton John song when you look at the joke we made out of it. So basically, Elton John, we sang Don't Let This is Ryan, my friend, chose this song. He's like, oh, I've got to sing Don't Let the Sun Go Down on Me. And of course, I can't immediately lie. We were like, don't let your son go down on me. Like, no, I don't even think we took a minute because, like, one of us didn't understand the title. Like, what a weird, title of a song.
One time I sent Alice a voice text. Do you remember that?
Yes.
And I was like, oh my God. Alice. It's so serious right now. Like, I don't even know what I'm going to do.
Like, my heart was clenched. I was like, oh my God, oh my God, oh my God, oh my God. What's going on? What's going on?
And I was like, if you don't hear from me again, just promise me you won't let your son go down on me.
So it's just been this thing, like, every once in a while, because we don't talk that often, like, we'll be like, hey, I hate to bring this up. Like, I know this is awkward for us. And then the other person gets immediately freaked out. Like, can you talk quick? It's like, oh my God, what? I just wanted to ask, like, and totally okay if you say no, but, like, don't, next time I see you, like, maybe don't let your son go down on me. Because it's like,
it's so ridiculous how funny that is to me. I'm like literally crying right now.
I just love the person that's like, the parent in the situation who's like, like, why is this an uncontrollable?
Right, why is your son just going down people everywhere?
And like, why is the only person that can control it, the
it's
parent.
His mom.
Like, why can't
it's just
we just
his mom? Yeah.
Here we go.
It's like the sun going down on me.
All right, that's
hi Veronica.
That's enough of that.
Hello.
That's enough.
Okay,
of that.
First off, I'm gonna need to send you my address so you can mail me those glasses. That's numero uno.
For the listeners at home, Veronica's wearing her future goggles.
Those are
one of many
cool.
pairs, I think, that she owns.
I like it. I like you a lot. I like your background. I like this top. Yeah, it's a very cool sit you have going on over there. Is that a fuzzy microphone?
Yeah.
Oh, I don't have anything cool.
He just has a little happy fuzzy.
First off, I used to do that voice when I was a kid because it reminded me of the little, I think it was like a stuffed animal on Rainbow Bright, Pinky Winky or something like that.
My God.
I know.
Well,
I went all the way back. So
you're
sorry.
Dating yourself.
I know. I am dating myself.
I am dating myself.
Because I love me so much.
Eat, pray, love.
I've just been like constantly dating myself.
No one can hear you, Veronica. So I'm going to take this opportunity to tell you the other inside joke, which is that
yes.
this guy who worked on, you have to clap in.
I'm good. I'm
what's happening?
Are you both good, in LA?
Oh,
I couldn't connect to this transmission for so long.
Mm-hmm. I'm deep indeed. There we go. It feels like I get anxiety until we clap in. Skylar, chat us and let us know if there's any problems. Oh, he just chatted. Thank you. Skylar, welcome our new producer, Skylar Hanranth, to Treks in the City.
Skylar.
He's about to have the time of his life. So my job in Vancouver was on a show, and there's this stunt coordinator named Dave, and he had his T-shirt company where he made shirts that said, like, replace the word day with Dave. Like, all his shirts were Dave themed. So it was like, same shit, different Dave. And like, happy birth, Dave. Or like, you know, any Dave of the week. And like, endless. So we were just always making fun of him behind his back. And like, we started replacing words that didn't sound like Dave with Dave. So we'd be like, don't
let fucking Dave.
Don't Dave your son go down on me, you know? Because we were talking to Corey Reynolds about it, and he's like, oh, like E pluribus Dave? And we were like, no, because unum doesn't sound like Dave. But then we started doing it. So on set, I'd be like, they'd be like, can you just do some wild lines or whatever? And I just say like, don't let me go, don't let me go, don't let me go. And I'd be like, don't let me Dave, don't let me Dave. And they'd be like, and Dave's standing right there.
You're a monster. You are you're a monster. Also
he
my
was
favorite
a,
person.
You know, we had our
Can
kids.
I say I hate Dave? Is it too soon
yes.
to say that?
He is going to hear this, but yes, tell him.
Oh, sorry, Dave. I want to take your face in this hand and then use this fist to punch this hand a lot of times.
And I'm going to let my son go down on him next time.
Just unleash your son on him. Just like,
I want
let him
to
go.
Have, if I get pregnant and it's not a boy, I'm going to be like... Secretly.
I'm going to need you to bake it a little longer till that penis grows. That's what I'm gonna...
You know what? And then she's going to grow up and I'm gonna be like, aren't you sure you're a trans man? So I can, she's like, yeah, mom, so you can have this joke.
We're comics. Okay. First. Alice Wetterlin gets canceled for turning daughter into gay son.
Oh God, I would love to be canceled so I can finally get booked. Hello.
Ayo.
Hey. Welcome to Treks in the City. Veronica, how are you?
I heard no lies there. I don't know. I'm good. Frankly, I could use more naps.
Oh my God.
I could use more naps. Really? I'm so jelly. I need more.
My glasses
I'm a little
match
bit-
your top.
I'm a little jealous, to be honest, of how busy you guys are.
No.
I'm busy with things that are really not fun. I just have ADD and it's problematic.
Yeah, but I see you on Instagram. You're doing self-tapes. Frankie's got a new podcast coming out.
I do.
I'm just like, what are these twist ties?
I'm trying to land in acting. I do probably 30 self-tapes a week. I'm not getting booked. I just need
Whoa, you do 30?
No, realistically, I do at least like 10 a week. And I'm just hoping that someone takes mercy on me and goes, you know what? Okay, fine. Yes. Please stop sending those god-awful tapes.
Yes. Wait, so you're submitting tapes for stuff that you didn't get an email about, right? You just like, you hear yes. a project and you just yeah, send I'm it just along. Like,
oh, okay. Okay, so yeah, Alice is auditioning for that.
I yes, just that'll... submitted for Mad Men. So.
Right. No, I got an agent. He's fantastic. And he's been sending me a lot of stuff.
Well, God damn it. I'm happy that that's true. You're one of the people whose success I actually root for, which is tough because we're stand-ups.
Oh, it's so hard. It's so, you know what? I'm like, oh, I'm glad I didn't get that. I'm happy for them. I'm glad because that's like not on my brand. Anything's on my brand right now. Yes. Anything. It's all on my so brand. Tough. Hey, Frankie, you want to do this herpes cream commercial? Thank you. Yes, I do want to do it.
You got a herpes cream audition? I need it. Look at me. I'm going to be like this. I'm going to be like, see my pants? They're basically just a bag of herpes. That's me. I could do it. Send me out.
No, I wish I was getting herpes commercials.
I was actually on the phone with my manager begging to do commercials.
Shut up.
I was like, I have a mortgage, please. And he's like, I don't want that for you. And I'm like, no,
I don't want it for you either. I did get my first callback for a Nickelodeon show.
Ooh, oh, my God.
So I'm very excited about that.
Was it the first time you've ever been excited about something like this specifically?
No, I get excited every time I audition. I'm like, this is it. I can feel it. And like, I feel things. So like, I know this is the one. I get excited each time. And then it's like, so did they say anything? And you don't want to. Okay. All right.
2 weeks later, you're like, hey, so have you heard anything?
Yep.
Right.
Yep.
Right. Yeah.
2 weeks later. Totally. 2 weeks later is a bad sign. That's two weeks later email.
It's not a good sign.
We wanted to do a system. This is something we thought of on a previous show where we were like with Paul F. Tompkins, where we were like, let's do a auditions situation where you walk out and there's either a door you walk through where you got it or a door you walk through where you didn't get it. And the door you walk through where you didn't get it, it just goes to the alley. And the door you walk through.
Like a reality show?
Yeah, it's just exactly, like right then. So you'd know. You know what I mean? Right away.
I would like that.
If you exit and you land in a cool room with like fancy snacks.
And like Will Smith is there to greet you. And he's like, in West Philadelphia, born and raised. You're like, I got it! I don't know why he's there.
Why is he there doing that song too? He's like, I really don't want to do this. I have so much other stuff going on.
You know why? Because that's just my personal dream. So I would love
he would do it.
To walk into a room where Will Smith is singing the Fresh Prince song. What? That doesn't sound amazing.
The younger holographic version of him to be doing it. But it's him mo-capping. Mm-mm.
I like the dad version. I like the gray beard, the dad, like, I'm kind of sad because Jada cheated. Come lay on mama's bosom. I like that Will Smith.
Or a Will Smith impersonator. And they're like, Alice, can you tell if it's him or not?
And Alice is like, I can't answer because it's
like, stop moving.
Right. He just keeps doing the Carlton dance the whole time.
Oof. I've been taking dance classes. Wow, guys.
Oh, my God. I love that.
How is that? What kind of dance?
All types, but it's like on this online program where you do like workout dance classes, but then there's also technique classes. And it's pretty contemporary. It's like hip hop and contemporary. And it's like, for me, it's all about forming the neural pathways of like, how to get my limbs to move in the directions. Cause I realized that I cannot, like, if it's
the same person,
left, right, left ball change, back step. And these people are like, we'll do it slow. And then you do it. And then all these other people are like, okay, yeah, I got it. And I'm just like, my left leg is just going like this and it won't stop. And I'm like, I think there's something wrong with my brain, because it's not that I don't have rhythm. It's just that I don't have
ability
to control my extremities.
I was going to say maybe that's ADD, because every time I try to learn a choreography, I'm like,
yeah,
wait, what again? Like, how did you? Oh, it's this also is so I'm like, so fun, but like, I can't do it.
So fun.
I'm like, okay.
Can you please make an OnlyFans, Alice, where you send people videos of you hip hop dancing?
I'm starting a Patreon, please. Actually. And so that will be like a really high tier, but you'll get it.
Yeah, that's like, that's gotta be monetized. You doing hip hop dance?
Oh, it's really bad. But when I do get it, I bet it's going to be really satisfying. Because eventually by the end of the video, I get like half the sequence and Garrett will be there being like, great job. He knows to be very encouraging, because he's one time he was like,
oh, these are live one-on-one sessions.
No, this is like a class where you could, but it's very advanced. You can do like a mirrored view. You can do like, it's its own platform. Oh, wow. It's actually really cool. It's we should have them be a sponsor. I won't mention them until they decide to sponsor me. But there's like a, so I'll do the class and then I'll do a dance for Garrett. And the one time he goes, you're a little stiff.
Oh, okay, Garrett.
And damn. I'm like, you're a little homeless. Little not
my,
living here
my
anymore.
My friend's in love with a homeless guy. She calls him a nomad. And I'm like, sweetheart, that's called looking on the bright side. I'm going to need you to stop it right now and come with me into reality. That's the same guy that told me he wouldn't piss on me for a dollar. Like, I'm going to need you. Okay. I'm
oh, sorry, my God. Sorry. An insulting, like arrogant.
He didn't say that. I just thought it was funny if he had said that. Also,
nomad sounds like fancy backpacker, like Sagittarius, right, yeah. Like vibes, yes. You know, extreme sports. He's just like homeless.
I'm going to let you know that I'm, she's like, I have well, not seen a picture and I'm already attracted to him. So I am.
Just without word.
Yes. You guys are very similar in nature. She's one of the most beautiful humans that exists on the planet. And she goes, well, Frankie, he is not homeless because he lives in the top part of his camper. And I was like, oh, well, he has a car. She goes, well, it doesn't work. And I said, okay. So then that's, again, it's just a fancy box. It's just a fancy box that has wheels on it,
hey, or a tiny house, or
he's a minimalist
off the grid.
Yeah, he's a guy who's
off the grid.
When people see people experiencing homelessness and they go like, "Why don't they just get a job?" It's like really insulting and shitty. But like, he is the guy they're talking about, because you know he could just.
He's so close. He's like, he's so.
He's the only
so
one you
close.
Wouldn't get insulted by if
he's
someone said that.
It for everybody else experiencing homelessness.
He's very, very, but he's like, he does yoga on the beach naked.
This all still sounds like it smells. Nothing, none of this sounds like there's like a refresh.
There's not a soap or
I bet he's really
stitch.
Hot.
He's so, I haven't seen him,
he's
but
fucking
I know her.
Hot. This is why he's like this.
If she's making all his excuses.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And he's that's very, what his hot. Life is an excuse for how hot he is.
For sure. This guy, for sure.
Everything is there. So
I've seen it happen even when you're not hot.
When you're not hot?
Just a little, just male, just be a little hot, just have a little
charisma.
Yeah, a little. And then you'll get by. You'll smell bad. Like, apparently Brad Pitt smells like bad.
No,
I'm sure.
I don't believe it. Don't
no,
say that.
No, for sure. Yeah, Robert Pattinson smells like shit.
And I'm like
a box of cat litter.
These guys are hot. They gotta smell bad. You know
Brad
they smell.
Pitt doesn't
because they can afford
to,
it.
We can't.
Michael
say
Cassidy
that.
Smells bad. He's one of my hottest friends. He smells terrible.
Aww.
And he doesn't notice it. And you're like, okay.
Are they,
doesn't your wife notice it?
All these guys are white. All these guys are white. So okay,
this is
so
a sense of privilege. It's privilege smells bad.
I just want you to know that like it's happened too many times where like I see a hot white guy and then they smell and I'm like,
hot black guys don't do that.
Are you just hateful? I don't know.
Hot black guys usually smell like fucking money. You know what I mean? They smell like oh my God, you smell like 401k
paper
success. Oh, I think that's 8 figures. A oh my crisp. God, a great place for me to lotion.
You smell
after
like my
shower.
Monthly rent.
A crisp check.
We'll be right back after this message.
I thought we could use that to cut to commercial, but we don't have to.
I like that. I'm going to do that in the middle of conversations in real life when I'm done talking to my husband, when I'm just over what he's saying. I'm going to press it. We'll be right back.
Oh, you got to get a soundboard. You got to get a soundboard. I'll be like, yeah. I'd be like, excuse me? it's the fucking best.
You do this in real life conversations?
Yeah. Yeah.
I'm so jealous.
I'm out of here.
Seems like you just got here.
Just so you guys know, when I get a soundboard, I will probably only live for another 12 to 24 hours. My husband will 100% kill me. He's going to murder me. Like, press another fucking button one more time. Press one more button. And I'm like, oh, fine. Yeah, that'll be me.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
So, Veronica, I was using the soundboard because I wanted to know, did you want to ask the question?
Yes.
Tracks in the city. The question that we ask everybody
is, have you ever watched Star Trek before?
What's that?
That's the question. So disappointing.
I am. I'm very.
Hey, excuse me.
Cool.
Have you ever watched Star Trek?
You know what? So I was talking with Skylar about this a little bit. I grew up on the old school Star Trek. My grandma raised me. So like that was her jam. I hated it. But, you know, when you're a kid, you can only watch whatever your parents watch. So I watched all of that. Yeah. That and 60 Minutes was another household fave. Right? Like
tick, 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 tick.
Just tie me up under the sink. You know what I mean? Like, that would be better. That, you know, I could take that type of abuse. So I grew up on it. And then when I became, older, my older sister, she actually loved Star Trek The Next Generation.
Yeah, I got it.
And yeah, yes, that. And every time I heard that, I was like, oh, man. Because I knew if I always wanted to watch TV. But, you know, if I was going to watch it, I had to watch whatever they were watching. So I'd be sitting there like, another child murder? Oh, this is dumb. You know, because 60 Minutes never covered anything fun. It was always like, oh, black mold in schools.
Black mold in school. It's an episode of 60 Minutes, a musical about black mold in school. Don't breathe. Don't breathe.
Hold your breath.
Did you watch any Star Trek after that?
Hold your breath. Okay, sorry.
She's like trying to get us back to it. Well, yeah. So you have you watched anything besides the original series?
I watched all of the series. Some iteration of them.
But, Skylar's your daughter.
No, Skylar, your producer.
Skylar,
your producer.
What's your daughter's name? Not Skylar. What the fuck?
Her name is. Well, I call her Bootsy in public.
So okay, I've never known her real name then.
Yeah, if you can beep out her real name, that'd be great. But
it's not because she doesn't want the listeners to know. It's because she doesn't want me to know.
You listeners, you just go to my Facebook page. Alice is blocked there.
It's true.
She comes out with me a lot, and that's how she knows if someone knows her in real life or not, by what they call her. You know what I mean? So just to keep her safe, I'm like, if anyone calls you Bootsy, they don't know you, don't go with them. You know what
amazing.
I mean?
Amazing.
So, yeah, no one but me and her dad and maybe like one or two of our real friends know her real name.
Now we do too.
And now you guys, yeah. So, so she could go, you could steal my kid, either one of you.
I want to abuse it.
I watched all of them, but I was really young when I watched these, so I don't really remember them. So what I did is I looked up another one of the episodes. I went and watched the episode with Dulce Sloan. Mm-hmm. And I listened to the show, right? The one episodes, season 7, episode 2.
Yeah. Yeah.
And then I listened to the coordinating, your show. And she's like a Star Trek savant. And I was like, I'm going to suck on this show because I only remember what happened now in episode 2 and episode 7. Those are the only
Well, to be fair, there's a lot of episodes. It's not like there's
so
like
many.
There's a thousand. And so yeah. You can't really. Yeah. I mean, I've seen Dark Page, the episode we watched. I've seen it a few times. And obviously rewatching it, I was like, I don't remember any of this stuff. So
I watched it three times in preparation for this.
Oh, my God.
Well, because I wanted to be prepared and well versed.
Oh,
yeah. So we could really dig in and do a deep dive. I have so many issues.
And did
so
Veronica watch issues. It at all? Or
I did. I actually
sometimes.
But I was thinking, wow, like I watched it while having lunch, like,
yeah, just
chilling.
Casual. Yeah, I watched it while making a grilled cheese. But, you know, we have seen it before. And I'm really glad that you're on this episode,
yes.
Frankie,
yes.
Because it's a Luxana episode. And Luxana Troy is not a character that appears in all the episodes. She's maybe once, twice per season. So we don't get a lot of Luxana, even though she's one of the greatest characters.
Who's Luxana?
Ever. Luxana is the lady who's at the center of the show,
mom.
Not the mom.
Yeah. Oh, okay. I'm like, wait a minute. I don't remember her name. Did they call her Luxana?
Like once. They frankly don't say, they didn't say her name that many times.
No,
okay,
no.
I didn't notice her name.
She's called Mother most of the time by
everybody.
By Lux, mm-hmm. by Deanna. This episode is kind of fun because I don't know if it's the last one. I actually wanted to search if it's the last Luxana episode.
Mm.
Luxana. So Luxana has been a guest star, a guest character in Star Trek TNG from the beginning. And she's Troy's mom, and she's very, very sexual towards Captain Picard.
I'm going to cue it up.
She's very sexual towards Captain Picard, and she's been this character that's evolved throughout the series, too, because she started very, like, kind of dumb and big and extra, and now this, like, the last episode she's been in have had, like, a lot of emotional
weight. Yeah, they finally
gave
her... Yeah, some substance, even though
I think since she did that episode where the guy was going to kill himself after turning 60, because that was his culture. Mm-hmm. Since that episode, she's
I remember
every time
that episode.
You do?
Mm-hmm.
She's shown up more serious every time, but this is probably the most serious we've seen her.
She was very upset with the captain. Get away from my daughter!
If you saw her, like, her first appearance ever, she's just, like...
Milk toast.
We'll get to that scene because I want to... I want to point out that's what anybody would say if they saw Riker near their daughter.
Oh, my God. Immediately.
If they're not... He's not planning on marrying...
Captain T'Lok, Stardate 472-54.1. A delegation of the Cairn have just come on board. This telepathic species has no concept of spoken language and is being instructed in its use
by... An old friend.
I don't know what they'd have done without me. First, I had to learn how they communicate. It was an absolutely exhausting process.
It must have been.
Quite different from Beta Z telepathy. You know, we transmit words, but the Cairn is, it's images, a flood of them, all at the same time. It's overwhelming.
I can imagine.
Actually, it's a very efficient way of communicating. If two Cairn were having this conversation, it would have been over minutes ago.
Okay.
Really?
Of course, they realize that they'll want...
Such shade here.
So much shade.
I can't.
Yeah.
Because he's like, a way to get out of this conversation. And I just want to be like, wait a minute. She's telling you stuff about a species that's joining the Federation.
Right.
That is integral to your understanding of who they are. And he's just like, gotta stop talking to this woman.
Right. It's hilarious. Like, oh my gosh, she's data dumping important information to me. What a bitch.
Like. So insane. Like, they treat her so terribly, the writers on this show. It's just, like, ridiculous. It's like, but that's always the joke, right? Is that, like, Picard has to get away from Luxana because she like, likes him or
she
whatever.
Really which tried,
is like,
she really tried to have sex with him.
Everyone loves Captain Picard and his male pattern baldness.
I will say that, like, shade. Patrick Stewart's play with his relationship with Luxana is kind of good because he's never, like, he always has a little bit of interest, I feel. Like, when I watch it, he's always a little bit, like, intrigued. You know what I mean? Like, he's definitely not into her. But, like, there's a moment of, he shows his masculinity and his ability to, like, be intrigued by, because she's like this amazing powerhouse of a character. So I feel like he does the role justice by being like, he like pushes her away, but at the same time, he's like exasperated by her. You know, they have like a kind of a will they won't they vibe, I feel like.
You think so? I didn't get that.
Not in this episode, because it's not much between. Yeah, there's not much between them in this episode. It's mostly Luxana and Troy. But there's not like, in other episodes, there's been moments where she's like hitting on him hard and he's like, okay. He just like, he is undone by her in a way that other characters don't, which I like. Okay, there's something crawling on me now.
It's me. Hi, Alice.
I have two fuzzy likes.
Oh my goodness. Hi, little kitty cat. You're so cute. I love cats.
Hi, Nugget.
Isn't he so photogenic?
Very, yes.
Yes, he's gorgeous.
Oh my God, did he just roll his eyes at me?
He did.
Very impressive, you shady little cat. I love it.
He's very shady. Uh-oh, time to do some hacking. Hacking into the mainframe. Take it down.
You're going to be one of those people that puts their kid on the phone, their infant child on the phone.
My son, and he's going to be like, I'm going to come go down on you. Hey, when are you around? I'm going to come go down on you.
Veronica's like, I don't know what this is. Yuck.
I'm just like,
you'll have to listen to the beginning of the episode, Vera. So this basic premise of this episode is that Luxana Troy is being the diplomatic bridge between this the society of, they're called the Cairn, and they only communicate telepathically, and you could tell because they have these big lumps on their heads.
Yeah.
Their brains, where their side brains.
Their telepathy lives.
And all the men look like Steve Carell with brains hanging out on each side.
Like angry Carell.
They look like angry, weird Carells, yeah.
It feels like during that time, all men looked a little bit just like it was like a way of looking. Everybody looked like Steve Carell in the 90s.
Yeah, that's, yes, I can go with that. Yeah. That's very true. That's like the quintessential dad look is Steve Carell from that time.
Just like sort of sad eyes. So they just hired or like enlisted Luxana Troy to come help with this. I should lean towards the microphone, but like they, it makes sense that she's doing it because she's like a diplomatic liaison for the Beta Zed because she's like high up or whatever. But when later in the episode, she gets like disabled by this telepathy because she's experiencing some trauma or whatever. They're like, oh, what are we going to do? Like, we have to get somebody else to do it. And Deanna's like, I'll do it. And it's like, there's no other Beta Zed in the galaxy. Like,
not in the whole galaxy.
Like, just even nearby.
Even nearby. Like, it's weird. It's just,
and
like,
Deanna's only half.
I know. Yes.
So,
and she's also busy. Like, there's other stuff for her to be doing.
Yeah.
She's like, it's like strange.
First of all, everyone on the ship is like trying to get counseling from like fake doctors on the holodeck. Like,
that's from the previous episode.
From the previous episode, like, people are just like hiring Freud to get therapy instead of like her for real. So she's hustling out there, trying to get more clients. And then they're like, we also need you to take care of your mother psychologically. But before that,
I thought she was having like a psychotic break, like she had buried.
Yes.
Yeah.
Indeed. Yeah. But she's also just being annoying at the beginning of the episode.
So annoying.
This is what she does, which is like super typical, is sets Deanna. This is where she's set Deanna up.
This is hilarious.
Well, Mayquiz, what do you think of the Enterprise?
It is beautiful. Comfortable also.
I'm glad you think so.
There is another word that describes it. But I cannot remember.
You've learned a great deal in a very short time. I'm sure it won't be long before your words do justice to your thoughts.
Your mother told me of your need.
Need?
A moment. Husband. You need a husband.
Okay.
I need a wife.
I love it.
She's just like, have you seen the sides of your head? brains are sliding out. It's low-key gross.
So like, gross.
Your brains are sliding out.
This is one of the things I think about when I watch episodes like this is like, is there ever a species where they're like, okay, that's just gross. Like, right. Like I know we're evolved and everything and everybody's got weird head stuff, but like that is a gross thing.
But we're not doing that.
Because there's so many species that are like, whoa. It's, yeah, so this is, like, I guess Deanna's mom doing, but, like, it's also me flirting.
Also,
you
like,
need husband.
First time I see Deanna in that gradient, and that was fab.
Yeah, that was great, that outfit. She came to, I mean, she did come to get set up.
Low-key, yeah, very yeah. Low-key.
It does look like her mom was like, there's somebody hot here.
She's like, oh, yeah, well, mom, why don't you just say it's Steve Carell with brains hanging out?
Yeah.
I would not have thought that was hot, mom.
She's like, should I wear the gradient dress or the dress I wear to meet somebody whose brains are falling out of their head? This is not a different dress.
Not the one with brains, what?
To me, I'm like, she had a week.
Shall I wear the khaki ensemble?
The brain things, they seem to me like they're just like a pinball machine.
Ooh.
I don't know how to say it. Like,
oh yeah, the little pads on the little pads
on the sides when the ball goes to the
boom,
sides.
Boom, 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 boom. And then Kirsten Dunst, she's just there, like
Kirsten Dunst is there,
kind of a big part for a kid. Like she doesn't have many lines, but it's still like pretty featured.
Yeah,
and she does the creepy part. She has like contact lenses. Like to me, I'm like she had a week. Filming that.
Well, this has to be right around Interview with the Vampire time because she's still a little kid.
Let's check it out.
Somebody's gonna need to Google that.
Yeah, she's
I'm
a little
on kid. It. It's I not have me. Some fun fact: this is Luxana's last appearance in TNG. I had a feeling because it's a it's almost the end of season 7, and is the last one that Deanna and Luxana are together on screen. But Luxana does show up again in the DS9, and then Luxana's I'm on Kristen Dunst. Listen.
Okay, I'm going to play this scene because I really want to show this guy being like not understanding what privacy is.
Oh, you just men?
First,
okay, got it.
Yeah, exactly.
To learn our telepathy.
You mean you've never had telepathy with someone who wasn't Cairn?
No. To communicate with her is very different.
In what way?
Always, there is a part of her that, a part of her that is dark.
Dark?
A part of her that, cannot be seen. Do you understand?
I'm not sure. Have you asked my mother about this?
She called it, a moment. privacy.
This is Garrett right after he moved in with me.
You said, among the clan, nothing is hidden.
Just like, what is this thing where you're in a room and you don't want me to come in?
This is your privacy?
You want to be alone?
I was about to say like, oh, that's Instagram.
Yeah.
He's Instagram being like.
Yeah, Facebook.
My mom used to call vaginas
what is privacy.
Privacy.
Oh, really?
Yeah, she says, that's your privacy.
That's so cute.
It's really terrible. Like,
yeah, it is.
It's so awful.
I can see how it can be very bad, but it's
vagina as a concept, like your privacy is.
Mm-hmm. I like of the vagina as a concept. I'm going to call mine my concept.
It does conceive of things, right?
Keep your son away from my concept.
Yes.
So you're talking to Garrett's mom?
So can you
because you have there's a joke I missed.
There is a joke you missed. You have to go back in time and listen to the beginning of the episode and you'll get everything. There is well, she's doing it.
Right.
So,
got it.
So did you find out anything about Kirsten?
No, because we were watching that clip, but here we go.
Okay.
She was 11 years old when she did Dark Page. And she was, how old was she when she did Interview? Well,
we don't know. You have to find out.
Where's my phone?
Okay, keep Googling. Okay. Skylar's already doing it.
A year later. A year later from this episode. Yeah.
We forget we have a resource here, a person with access to Google who's not currently recording.
Yeah, I figured it had to be around the same time because she's about the same, you know, mm-hmm. same size, same age. And she was super young in Interview. She did a crazy good job playing a psychopathic 100-year-old woman.
Yeah.
After a while, yeah, she was great.
Oh, she did. She was so, I was like, oh, does a kid come with that programmed inside of them? Like, how do you?
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. How do you know how to be a psycho so little?
Well, you're a child actor.
Yeah.
Sure.
That's sure. part of it. This is the fully.
Oh, yes. My favorite scene.
Get They're away! So subdued. Okay,
maybe you just need to sit and talk with her for a minute.
Commander.
take her hands
off her.
Mrs. Troy.
Don't you Mrs. Troy me.
Mother.
Why don't you leave her alone? If it weren't for you, she'd be married by now.
That's enough.
Now I am warning you. Stay away from my daughter.
Don't look at his face.
It's so good. His face is, he's so shook.
And the next thing she's like, oh, I don't know what got into me.
Ooh. It does seem like she's pretending. She's like, whew, that was crazy. And I'm totally not myself. So
yeah, but can we just act like that didn't happen?
Yeah. Don't worry about it. But he should stay away from you. Just
that's
saying.
Me after my wedding day.
No, I said my bad. My B.
But you would be married if it wasn't for him, right? Let's just be real about that.
I mean, I was on both sides.
Yeah.
There were good people on both sides.
There were very fine people.
You know what?
There were fine people on both sides.
I also like, I'm that. I'm like, why did you all do this to me? And everyone's like, oh, we were just distracted. And I'm like, oh, yeah, right.
That's all I do.
Well,
okay, let's see. What other fun facts? We have.
So they're like trying to figure out what's wrong with Luxana, because she's acting even more extra than she normally does. And
in a weird way,
she's
extra funny, but like this was like
and her
making
clothes
scenes.
Muted too.
Her clothes that was like, I love that that was the biggest clue. They were just like, no, she's not wearing like crazy lace and ruffles and metallic fabrics all the time. Like,
yeah,
have you noticed that you can't see your own reflection in her dress? Something's up,
something is afoot. Something's definitely afoot.
She doesn't look like Alexander McQueen couture. In the Paris runways in 1999. So there's something up.
Doesn't have her regular pinata exploded. The pinata
she's
has
more calm
has
de garçon. And it's upsetting. So
she's there helping some telepathers.
And
so one of the recurring jokes is so like, you know, Frankie, is that when Luxana comes over, Troy doesn't like to do telepathy because it's rude, and also she's half betazoid, and it's but like Luxana always wants to do telepathy between them while they're in front of other people. So telepathy has been like a recurring thing between them, and like a recurring point of tension between them.
So is that why when they're in the elevator she's like, stop it, mother?
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay. Yes.
Yeah, they're like, and I don't know how you feel about that. Do you think it's rude when people because Veronica, you are super bilingual. Do you feel like it's rude when people speak in front of other people?
No, I don't.
I'm like, don't make me perform for you that I am going to coordinate the shit with Jose right now in Spanish. Don't make me perform for you in English this coordination that we could do in 2 seconds in Spanish.
Yeah.
Just so that you don't feel uncomfortable. Like, just let it happen, bitch. Like, it's okay. I'm not going to speak bad of you. I don't need to do it right now.
Interesting.
So
if I'm going to speak Spanish, you know, it's just usually because I'm like,
it's like a trust thing.
Yeah. I don't want to perform in front of you just so that you are not uncomfortable about me coordinating something. Like, let's just save all this like time. But a lot of people do get uncomfortable if we don't know them that well.
Which is maybe because they don't trust that you're not like
saying
bad stuff about them.
I think Americans are not that comfortable with being uncomfortable, and they get uncomfortable very easily. I think Americans get uncomfortable very easily. I think specifically Americans.
Just kidding.
She did leave. That flower is dope, by the way, that background.
I knew you'd like
frame.
This.
It's awesome. I love it. I'm like, super into it.
I hate it.
Why do you suddenly hate it? What happened to you?
I hate it. I liked it, and then you said you liked it. Now I hate it.
That's how I feel. My friends think.
No. I just thought you'd like it when I put it up. I was like, I think Veronica would like this.
Yeah, it's right up my alley.
And then I was like, I'm not attached to it.
I would love. I'd love to have mental telepathy. I'd be the shadiest bitch. Like in real. Like if it was just like with you and anyone. Like if you and I went out somewhere. And we had telepathy between us, like, while we're out. That'd be fucking amazing. Wouldn't that be amazing?
Yeah, of course.
Yeah, you could connect with all of the women you're out with. Like, this motherfucker's a creep. Yes. Get over here right now. Or whatever. Anything.
It would be a safety thing. We would use definitely. It as a safety.
And
always.
Also to talk shit. Yeah. Like,
which is also safety.
If I'm suddenly, I'm at a party and I'm talking to some people. I know Alice is around. I'm at this party and suddenly a guy approaches me and in telepathy, I start going,
Yes. Yeah.
Okay. Alice would be like, show idea. Deanna in her early 20s.
Yeah.
Hanging out with other friends that are Beta Z and like going to like space bars, not on Beta Z and like communicating with each other telepathically. Oh, so great.
Her whatever time she spent on Earth.
Because it would be like in the space 70s, you know, because you assume like the 90s. We're watching the space 90s right now. Because like this is the future iteration of when, you know, how like all styles kind of come back. Well, we're watching the period in which the 80s, late 80s, early 90s style came back around. So we have to imagine that when she was in her early 20s, it was space 70s. A lot of flared legs.
Hilarious space and 70s.
Chunky boots and stuff like that.
Guys, this was part one of our episode with Frankie French.
I hope you guys enjoyed it. I hope you guys loved
it. Stay tuned. Please tweet
at
us.
For part two.
You can find Frankie everywhere. My name, too.
We didn't ask.
Oh. F-R-A-N-Q-I, F-R-A-N-C-H. What happens?
Follow her on social meds. Follow her on all the platforms. You will want to follow Frankie on Instagram because she's the best. And tune in for our episode coming up.
Yeah.
Wow.
Forever.
This has been a Forever Dog production, executive produced by Joe Cilio, Alex Ramsey, and Brett Boehm. For more original podcasts, please visit foreverdogpodcast.com and subscribe to our shows on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts. Keep up with the latest Forever Dog news by following us on Twitter and Instagram @ForeverDogTeam and liking our page on Facebook.